Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The leaders of the world's two largest democracies, the United States and India, met recently in Washington. President Joe Biden and India's President Narendra Modi met virtually April 11th in advance of the U.S.-India 2+2 ministerial held the same day between the two countries' top diplomats and defense officials. A readout by the White House of the president's call said the two leaders committed to strengthening the U.S.-India relationship through cooperation on clean energy, technology, and military cooperation, and expanded economic and people-to-people ties. They also committed to continue cooperation bilaterally and multilaterally on ending the COVID-19 pandemic, strengthening global health security, advancing global food security, and ensuring a free and open Indo-Pacific. They emphasized their shared commitment as leaders of the world's largest democracies to respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all nations in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. At the 2+2 ministerial, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with their Indian counterparts, External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar and Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, and carried on the discussion on these topics and more. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Secretary Blinken said, "Today we reaffirmed our commitment to promoting regional stability, the rule of law, the peaceful resolution of disputes, and to expanding our strategic partnership with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations." Secretary of Defense Austin said the ministerial showed that United States and India are working together to build one of the most consequential partnerships of our time. "We made important commitments today that will drive technological innovation and cooperation in emerging defense domains, including space and cyberspace." Secretary Austin hailed the Indian Navy's decision to join the Combined Maritime Forces Bahrain and the commitment by both the United States and India to engage in more high-end military exercises together. He also welcomed the United States and India's pledge to strengthen ties with like-minded countries, including Japan, Australia, and European allies. "The United States and India are not only linked by our common interests," said Secretary Austin. "We're bound by our shared values and commitments. The investments that we've made together today will help to ensure that our shared vision of a secure, open, and prosperous Indo-Pacific region thrives in the decades ahead."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.